If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Last week, 468 people convened in West Palm Beach. They dressed as dinosaurs, and they broke a Guinness World Record for the most people dressed as dinosaurs in the world. And I thought to myself, that's dumb.
Right.
And I could also do that easily and break that record any day of the week. I just need 469 of my friends.
Yeah, I got a dinosaur costume, so you need 468 exactly again.
Yeah. Producer Julie, Justin, Raven, I don't know if you're aware of this, but actually, Raven, you're well aware because you were here.
Yeah.
But we tried
to
break a Guinness World Record a few years ago, and we did it. The problem is that we didn't do it correctly because we were young and stupid, and we didn't know that there was all these rules involved when you did this.
I don't know what the current record was when we attempted it, but we accomplished duct taping Anna to the window, and she stayed there, suspended only by duct tape for, I don't know, it was 90 seconds?
Yeah, we broke the record by 15 seconds.
Oh,
yeah, until I collapsed to the ground, suspended from the window. Yeah. So this time, we're going to do it right. And there's rules on how to break a Guinness World Record. And these are what we have to do to make this go down.
Well, first of all, you need to go onto our website and send your idea through to us.
Yeah, I think we can go to a website and send an idea. Seems easy enough, right?
As long as we can decipher what it is that he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Leprechaun.
That idea then goes to our records team, who will look at it, check it, and make sure that it meets our internal criteria.
I don't think we should make fun of their accents.
Yeah, you know what? That was harsh. I'd pull that back, as a matter of fact. I enjoy the accent. I have to listen to it slower speed.
Okay. So, all right. So we have to do it. They have to review it. They review it. Then what?
If it does, then we'll write up guidelines for it, rules and regulations that you'll need to follow, as well as listing all of the evidence requirements that you'll need, and then send them off to you.
All right. So we get the information. They say, cool. Yeah, you guys can do this. And then we do it. That seems easy enough, right? Okay.
Did he say guidelines?
Okay.
There's guidelines. Yeah. So like where it has to be, all those things get sent to us in a nice little package. So I went on the website. And turns out they get over 1,000 applications a week from around the world. The wait time right now is 20 weeks unless we apply for priority application process. Producer Julie, make a note. Apply for
priority application. How much extra does that cost?
Stamps. Put that in the budget.
Is that like an extra $10 for shipping and handling?
Probably.
Put it in there.
But I looked at the common ones that are turned away. So I want to make sure. Now, coming up next, we're going to pitch our ideas for what the things are. But these were the ones that get rejected all the time. Alcohol consumption. Guinness World Records no longer considers applications for records involving rapid alcohol consumption.
I could see how that would go south.
Yesterday,
Julie's out.
We were talking about this yesterday on the air. Chef Plum immediately texted me and says, most shots of bourbon at once. I go, what? No.
I would be done.
Yeah, no. I'd make it through one, maybe. Two, heaviest pets. They don't care if your pets are fat anymore. They don't care about that. Blinking. They will no longer give you a Guinness World Record if you could either blink the most in 1 minute or not blink in a minute.
They're not impressed.
Scary if you could be really, like, if you're really good at that, it looks like a seizure. Wow. I mean, you're pretty quick at it.
They no longer want to look at your freckles, moles, or birthmarks. They say that no longer qualifies as a Guinness World Record.
But if it's shaped like Mickey Mouse, then call Disney.
Absolutely. They'll take a picture and post it on their website.
Yep.
They won't. And Raven, you're going to like this. They don't care about improv jamming sessions. They don't want any bands that do jam sessions. Who can do the longest jam session?
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're just going to take the bass line for a walk. Kill me. Get me out of here.
I think Dave Matthews already won that one anyway. And they don't care about small fruits, vegetables, or plants, only if they're big. So if you have a real tiny banana, sorry, out of luck. Nobody cares. All right. So taking all this into consideration, We're going to go back. We're going to review each of our ideas, and then we're going to pitch them to you, the audience, coming up next, and then you'll select what Guinness World Record we're going to break. It all comes down to this. You will decide what Guinness World Record we're going to attempt to break, and we need your help.
We can do this, people.
We tried once before, and sadly, we didn't go through the proper channels to get it approved, and they disqualified us, and we were duct-taped to a wall, and I would believe I was duct taped there for about 90 seconds or so.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
I have to say this, and I venture to say that I think that you're actually a little bit lighter now. So if we needed a redo on that, we could try that again.
Thank you for weight checking me. But good, let's continue on.
Yeah.
Justin, Julie, Raven, each of us have come up with a pitch. It'll be up to the audience to decide which one we do. Who would like to go first? Justin?
Sure. During my research, I came across the fastest time to drink 500 milliliters of water, which is 16.907 ounces. The rules are, the current record, first of all, is 2.35 seconds. The rules are you must use a clear glass and you can't have any spillage.
Justin, who's going to do this?
He's volunteering.
I am astonished.
I mean, it's clearly him.
I'm astonished that the current record is that long.
You think you can break that?
I might go sub 1 second on this.
16 ounces.
I've
you believe that
him.
You can ingest 16 ounces of water in less than 60 in 1 second.
I don't know if HR is going to let
you. Between 1 and 2
you.
Anyway.
He goes for the gulps.
Yeah, there is kind of a water thing. There is
in
a
radio.
Water issue, believe it or not, in radio. Because there's been issues before. Yes.
There's been issues
not
before.
Not with us.
No.
Not involving us, nor this company.
All right.
But you know what I mean? 16 ounces, maybe. I don't know. Can you get water intoxication from 16? We'll have to look into that. The lawyers will check up on that.
Yeah.
Julie, pitch.
Mine is the most socks in 30 seconds. The record right now is 28 socks in 30 seconds, which is like almost a sock a second. But I think if we lay them out right and we just keep going, we could do it.
Wait a minute. We have to put on 28 socks?
No. You have to get the most you can. You have to get 29 to beat it.
So, but we just put the socks on our feet.
Yeah.
So one of us has to succeed at it.
Yeah.
And we just have to keep doing it. Oh, okay. Most socks.
Question. 29 socks, 1 foot.
Is it 1 foot or is that 2 feet?
1 foot.
1 foot.
Oh, so you got to get the right size socks. We got to really think about it. We need a mathematician, I think.
Sock number 29.
To lay that out.
Number 29 is going to be a Christmas stocking.
Architecture of socks to figure it out. We're going to need some plans on this one.
Here's my idea.
Okay.
Currently, as of 2019, the record is held by a junior high school in Japan, but I think we can beat it. The most people performing the Running Man dance move simultaneously right now is 660 people. I think we can get more than 660 people together and perform the Running Man.
Don't have anything happening on a Tuesday or whatever, right? Like, just meet us.
No, I think we could do it.
What
you
is
don't
it?
Think we could do it? What is the Running Man? Good news, yeah. Julie. Yeah. I can show you right now.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, if you want to get fancy.
Oh, yeah. Freak it out.
Oh, my God.
I can do that. You know my moves.
Do you want to see 661 people do that? You do.
I think I did. I mean, just did.
I want to see 660 people do the Carlton.
After that presentation, I feel sad to say that mine was just, you know, eating 9 Reese's peanut butter cups in less than a minute. But
what?
Yours was very exciting.
All right. So now you have to vote. Julie's going to put this up on our Instagram and on Raven. And then you vote which one do you think we should do. And then we're going to figure out how to make it happen.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.